KZ107.7, the sound that sets you free. 107.7. Nchabe Singh Standaza featuring Nyate Stan. Hey, I'm trying, hey, I'm trying. You are right back with me, Gareen, on the Power Hour KC 107.7. And we're still in studio with the Kipakweni Clean Team. I call them the trio. The beautifying trio. I think that's fitting for them. But guys, you are still here, am I right?
Yes,
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, you go. There we go. So, I know you have support from sponsors like Engine, Micah, and Drakenstein Sakagamer. How important are these partnerships, and how can others get involved?
Well, these partnerships are important because, for instance, with Micah, I mean, with Engine Garage, it's funny how they came to the party. You know, I remember I was walking with the team as we were filling our cars there, and we saw a beautiful garden, and the manager was actually standing, and we went to approach the manager about how they came about the beautiful garden. We told them about our work that we're doing. They were stalking us on social media, and they said that, look, if you need any help, come, we'll help you. When we did our first mural painting, where we actually put their logo on it as a pledge to support illegal dumping, I mean, to stand against illegal dumping, they actually went on to say that, look, we are going to support the cause per annum, and we're going to give you an X amount of money to support this cause. So sponsorship is really important because we are an organization that needs to sustain itself, and we need this money to actually do the work that we're doing, pay for our internet fees, to ensure that actually where we need to be, we are there. So we really appreciate the sponsorship, and we actually call on all other sponsors who would like to actually contribute to this cause. They can reach us on our email at keepbegweniclean, on our Facebook page, that's Keep Begweni Clean. We also have a WhatsApp business, and the number is 067-027-0849. We want to make the difference. Just give us an opportunity to do that.
Godfrey?
Hannah, brother, he actually nailed everything. He nailed everything, and there's nothing to add on that one. But yeah, the sponsors keep us moving, because without the sponsors, I don't think we would get this far. Because we also would end up needing equipment that we're going to use to clean up some illegally dumped spaces. And also to raise awareness to other places like schools and stuff, we need to raise awareness. For us to do that, we need equipment that we're going to use to share the knowledge, to share with people what needs to be done in order to keep our areas clean and how important it is to recycle, and also to make them understand there's money in waste.
So definitely, definitely.
And also, without, we would have done this if we hadn't had our counselor on our side. Like, he's been really supporting us whenever we needed any support with the tools, with Drakenstein. So he has really shown us support. Like, he's been there on our side, and really, really appreciate that. And really, we really hope that he doesn't get tired of us, because I know we can be on his head too much. So we just ask him to just bear with us a little bit. And yes,
give a shout
you.
Out to that man. Give that man a shout out.
Mr. Buyo Bolani.
Yeah, give a shout out to him.
He's your counselor.
Yes, our counselor.
Name that ward.
Ward 9 counselor.
Amen. You shine the light.
And the nice thing is that Radio KC has a Counselor of the Year award.
Oh, yes. So he must definitely be nominated.
Yes, of course.
But don't wait for that time. Nominate him in other ways, you know. So guys, it was awesome talking to all three of you. Before we end off, can you just give us an idea? World Environment Day is around the corner. What do you have planned? Do you have something planned?
Yes, we're planning a big cleanup environment with local schools where we'll teach kids about recycling and have fun, like also have a competition. We will also have like a soup, little soup kitchen, mm-hmm. because it's winter, you know, just to give our volunteers something to say thank you. I know they will be doing it out of their hearts, but we just want to show appreciate appreciate them for coming and supporting us and just cleaning up the spot and the day for us.
Yeah, we will actually be cleaning the space that the driving school uses on the 5th of, is it on 5th of June?
Yeah.
The way we do our driving lessons, we will be cleaning that because that's the other place that is having a lot of dump. People are dumping there every single time. So now it's a bit difficult when we're doing some driving lessons with some of our clients. So yeah, we will be busy there with what our SG has mentioned now. So we'll be pushing that side.
Bulalani, so, I see you got some stuff there on the heart.
I'm very passionate about storytelling, and I always like to use my gift and my passion for media to actually advance our cause. So I remember I shared this with you at one occasion that I want to start a recycling environmental show, just like the same sequence with yours. But we, now that we've secured some funding from Engine Garage and our marketing material, we'll be able to actually have our own podcast and share it starting small on our Facebook page, you know, just making sure that for an hour we educate our community members of what to recycle, where to recycle, how to recycle, and how much it costs to recycle, because like you said, there is money in waste, and yes, it's our job to remind each and everyone.
You know, just to end off quickly, before I give you the floor to say ta-da-da-da, anyway, I just want to say we are going to do a follow-up.
Of course.
I'm passionate about movements like this, not just myself personally, but I know Radio KC as well. They are passionate about great movements like this. And there must be light on it because waste is a problem.
Yeah.
Our environment, our earth, if we do not look after it, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
You know, we know what is the outcome. And like you said, Zico, you said about the little ones. And I'm a firm believer. I'm a life coach as well. I'm a firm believer. My little child, he's turning 9, I'm his life coach. I teach him from now, little, this is what you do. This is how you focus. The same with, if I teach you, your little child, you teach your little child to pick up that dirt. It's going to be a habit. And we're forming amazing habits. So big ups to you guys, definitely, definitely. You are coming back. We want to know. I want to be invited to that soup kitchen.
Of course.
Just want the soup.
Ishmin, what kind of soup is it?
Hey, we're still deciding on that.
Is it, you know Stampin' Stewart? You know Stampin' Stewart? Hey, that's my favorite one. Stamp, my brother. I want to be there. Please, I need an invite. I want to be there.
No, you're really invited.
Thank you.
We're inviting our own air.
Yes, we invited.
But you need to send the invite. You know what I mean? And I can bring more people.
Yes, of course.
We need to bring more people. We need to bring the masses. I love these movements. I mean, I'm a freedom fighter by heart. Guys, anything lost from you? Shortly, sweetly, till we meet again.
Thank you so much. Yeah, only to let people know that they can follow us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Keep Bekweni Clean. And also, they can email us if they want to get hold of us. They can send us an email on Keep Bekweni Clean. The email is keepmbkclean@gmail.com. And also, they can give us a call on the following number, 067-027-0849 or 068-342-9507. Yeah, that's all.
Here we go.
Maybe just a message in closing of encouragement. You know, as young people, when you're starting something out of nothing and it's something that benefits your community, you have hope that your municipality or lawmakers or your councillors stand behind you because you are actually standing up for a cause. And it's always heartbreaking to see that the people that you expect help from do not actually come to the party. So I actually want to promote unity. I want to promote each and everyone supporting another cause. I want to promote each and every organization to start adopting collaboration. There is unity in collaborating. Politics, bickering, being jealous about each other, it doesn't lead anywhere. But once we stand together and move together, we can achieve so much.
Zico?
Actually, my team has said everything. Everything was great, but oh, I really want also emphasize on what our chairperson said. It's all about unity, about peace, and passion, like passion for something with passion, like do it with love, do it with peace, be there for each other, like umuntu ngabantu, it's all about unity.
Ubuntu.
Thank you, yes.
Ubuntu abantu, amandla. Anyway, I'm going to put those details, if you want to check it out. It will be, I will put it on Casey's shout out line on the WhatsApp. WhatsApp status. Okay. On that note, I will be right back. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you to everyone.